Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Stoic Mindset Reset. You know that feeling when you're just cruising through life, things are going pretty smooth, and then bam, you hit a snag. It could be anything, right? A frustrating work project, a tough conversation with a loved one, or even just a day where you feel completely off. Ever wonder why those snags seem to pop up when we least expect them? Well, my friends, that's often because we haven't been paying close enough attention to ourselves, our thoughts, our feelings, our reactions. It's about cultivating self-awareness, and trust me, it's like having a superpower for navigating the crazy world around us. Today, we're diving deep into the incredible power of self-awareness and how it can unlock your potential for personal growth. Think of it like this. You wouldn't take a road trip without a map, right? Self-awareness is that map for your inner landscape. It helps you understand who you are, what drives you, and what triggers your responses. It's about becoming more aware of your strengths, weaknesses, beliefs, values, and even those pesky habits that hold you back. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you level up your self-awareness game. First off, pay attention to your emotions. Seriously, don't just let them wash over you like a tidal wave. Take a moment to pause, breathe, and ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? And why? This simple act of labeling your emotions can help you understand their root cause and manage them more effectively. Think about it. If you know what's making you feel anxious or frustrated, you're already halfway to finding a solution. Next up, tune into your thoughts. Our minds are like buzzing beehives, constantly churning out thoughts, some helpful, some not so much. Learning to recognize thought patterns that don't serve you is crucial. Are you constantly dwelling on the past? Getting caught in negative self-talk? Or maybe you find yourself jumping to conclusions before all the facts are in. By becoming aware of these patterns, you can start to challenge them and replace them with more positive, constructive thinking. Thirdly, listen to your body. It's like a constantly talking GPS system, sending you subtle cues about what it needs. Are you feeling tense? Achy? Exhausted? Pay attention to those signals and ask yourself, what is my body trying to tell me? Maybe you need more sleep, some fresh air, or a break from the stress. Now, let's talk about your values. What truly matters to you in life? Honesty, loyalty, creativity, compassion. Identifying your core values can guide your decisions and actions, helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. It's like having a compass that points you in the right direction, even when things get tough. Finally, don't be afraid to seek feedback from others. We all have blind spots, areas where we might not be as self-aware as we think. Ask trusted friends, family members, or mentors for their honest perspectives on your strengths and weaknesses. This can be a powerful way to gain new insights about yourself and identify areas for growth. Imagine this. You're at work, and a colleague throws you a curveball, a project that seems impossible, a deadline that feels rushed. But instead of panicking, you take a moment to pause, breathe, and check in with yourself. You recognize your feelings, maybe it's a bit of anxiety mixed with some excitement, and you acknowledge the thought patterns creeping into your mind. You remember your values, teamwork, problem solving, and resilience, and you draw on those strengths. You approach the situation with a clear head, break down the task into manageable steps, and collaborate with your colleagues to find creative solutions. You navigate the challenge with calm and confidence, knowing that you have the self-awareness to handle whatever comes your way. That's the power of cultivating self-awareness. It's not just about knowing yourself better. It's about using that knowledge to live a more intentional, fulfilling, and successful life. Remember, personal growth is a journey, not a destination. So be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep pushing towards becoming the best version of you. All right, my friends, I want to hear from you. What are some strategies that you use to cultivate self-awareness in your own life? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. And let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Stoic Mindset Reset so you never miss an episode. Until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and keep leveling up.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.